This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Is that God doesn't necessarily deliver us out of a hardship, but God delivers us in it. And that's not a play on words. It's not a cute little Christian phrase. I really believe it to be true. God doesn't necessarily deliver us out, O-U-T, out of us a hardship, but he delivers us in it. How do I know that? Well, let's read 2 Corinthians 1, beginning exactly where I left off last week, verse 8. Paul is speaking, and he says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life." Have you ever been in a problem where you despaired even of living? Do you know what that means? He thought death was on the way, or death would be the way out. That's despairing of life. Verse 9, "Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many." What have you gone through in the last 30 days, the last year, the last 5 years that you consider a hardship? Everyone has a different story. Everybody does. And you know what? I'm going to share this with you. There are people next to you that have a story that you might not even know or even dream of. We're not aware of the crises in people's lives around us. You're not aware of all the crises that people go through at work. When you pass a person on the road, downtown Dayton or downtown Cincinnati, you don't know the crises that they've gone through. You don't know the life and death situations they face, but they do. And isn't it interesting? The Lord says, "I don't deliver you out of your hardship, but I will deliver you in it." And three times, Paul says, the Lord delivered us in the past, he's delivering us now, and he will deliver us in the future. He really believed that. He really believed that. Some of you, if you've listened to Christian radio at all, any length of time, you've heard a man, even by accident, by the name of J. Vernon McGee. An older man, older sounding voice. He's dead, but he's still on the radio. How that works, I haven't figured that out. I just can't figure that out. He's still on the radio. J. Vernon McGee had a distinctive older voice. I've listened to him off and on for years. Many of you know that I have a real aversion to camping. I'm driving down the road years ago on a two-lane highway, and somebody like J. Vernon McGee, or it may have been him, older gentleman speaking, and he's talking about heaven. And he said, "I picture heaven to be this great celestial campground." I lost control of the car. I literally went off the side of the road because I'm picturing a KOA campground and you got to pay extra for electric and water. And I just said, "I can't believe I'm going to go to heaven and it's a campground." That doesn't make sense. Why do I tell you that? J. Vernon McGee, in his commentary on 2 Corinthians 1, says this. Now I'm going to be personal. I've had several recurrences of cancer, and I'll be frank with you. My doctor didn't offer me much hope. But God has been delivering me. It's amazing. That monster we call cancer can turn on me at any moment, yet I trust that God will deliver. I received a letter from a young man that seems a little arrogant. He wrote to me, "Mr. McGee, God has told me that you are going to get well, so you don't need to worry about it anymore. I wondered, since I was the fellow who had the cancer, why God didn't tell me that. Well, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I can say with Paul that I trust he will deliver me, but we cannot be arrogant with the Lord. We cannot be arrogant with the Lord. We have to walk softly."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.